Moon Horse by Mary Pope Osborne, read by Jeff Saavedra. We rock on the porch, my dad and I, while a thin moon hides behind the trees. In the distance, a whistle blows, a flock of blackbirds leaves the grass. Then I see a star, first star tonight. Look, Dad, I say, let's make a wish. But Daddy's quiet. He's gone to sleep. Now I feel lonely in the dark, so I make a wish by myself. The wind starts to blow, and birds start to cry. Out of the night, the moon horse appears. I slip from Dad's lap and run through the grass. I touch the white horse and whisper, "Hey, boy!" He nuzzles my cheek. I grab his white mane and climb on his back, and we rise through the night. We fly over mountains, through cloud stuff and mist, high over twilight, till we land on a star. I water the moon horse, brush dust from his eyes. Together we lasso the new moon below. We ride by the dipper and wave to the bear. Yell to the goat, "Watch out, moon coming by!" The scorpion rises, but we're not afraid. Archer stands guard with a bow made of stars. Wolf shadows chase us. "Fly, moon horse, fly!" Then a comet shoots past, and we leap, lose the wolves in a shower of light. We gallop toward midnight, the moon horse and I, pulling the moon through the clear, silent sky. Past red stars and blue stars, the herdsman, the ram. Breathless, we climb to the top of the night. Then I tell the new moon, "We have to go now. You can drift on your own down to the dawn. You're safe from the shadows and the scorpion, too." The moon horse and I say good night to our moon, let go of our rope, and sail back to Earth. We float through the darkness, through stardust and clouds, down through the sky, till we land in our yard. I hug the moon horse, say gently, "Sorry to go, but my dad needs me now." He stands by the trees till I'm safe on the porch. Daddy's still sleeping, so I tap on his head and whisper, "Wake up, you rocked off to sleep." "Goodness," he says, "the moon's high in the sky." "I know it. We helped her."
"Who?"
"The moon horse and I." Wind starts to blow, and birds start to cry.
Swish, swish.
"What's that?" Daddy says. "Wings, Dad. Wave goodbye." The end. Thank you for listening to Stories to Dream By.
If you like this story and would like to hear more, please go to storiestodreamby.savagevibes.com.